is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. India now has more than 6.2 million total COVID-19 cases out of its 1.3 billion citizens. But a new study by National Health Authority says the actual number could be 10 times higher. The Indian Council of Medical Research reported this week that 1 in 15 individuals over 10 years old contain the antibodies left behind from an earlier infection, based on blood tests taken of more than 29,000 people across the nation between mid-August and mid-September. The survey found that 15.6% of all slum residents were found to have antibodies, compared to 8.2% for all non-slum urban residents and 4.4% for rural residents. India is second only to the United States in the number of coronavirus cases and deaths. Roughly 97,000 people have died there, compared to more than 206,000 in the U.S. and over 143,000 in Brazil. Hungary's justice minister on Wednesday called an EU report on the rule of law absurd and false and blasted its sources as biased. The annual commission's rule of law report raised concerns about judicial independence in Hungary and Poland, an assessment Hungarian Justice Minister Judit Varga dismissed. And he insisted that sources for the report came from civil society organizations funded by Hungarian-born U.S. philanthropist George Soros, and that the groups have been unfriendly to the Hungarian government. Varga defended media freedom in Hungary as well, which the report took issue with. He called it pluralistic and compared it to the Western European media landscape dominated by leftist and liberal outlets. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan on Wednesday vowed to pursue military action against Armenian separatists in the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region until there's a full Armenian withdrawal from the disputed territory. The two sides are engaged in the heaviest fighting in years over the enclave, an ethnic Armenian province that broke away from Azerbaijan in the 1990s. During the collapse of the Soviet Union, the long simmering conflict erupted Sunday with both sides blaming each other. On Wednesday, Armenia and Azerbaijan rejected international calls for a halt to fighting and negotiations. Nearly 100 people are confirmed to have died in the flare-up. Kuwait on Wednesday swore in its new emir, Sheikh Nawaf al-Ahmad al-Sabah, who pledged to preserve the country's unity and stability. The 83-year-old Sheikh and former Crown Prince of Kuwait succeeds his half-brother, who died Tuesday at the age of 91. Sheikh Nawaf is the 16th ruler in Kuwait's al-Sabah dynasty, which dates to 1752. He's the sixth emir since Kuwait gained its independence from Britain. And France's top appeals court has agreed to extradite the alleged financier of the Rwandan genocide, Felicien Kabuga, to face trial in Tanzania. Mr. Kabuga, 87, was arrested in May at his home outside Paris after 26 years on the run. Some 800,000 people were killed in the 1994 genocide. Mr. Kabuga is alleged to have funneled money to militia groups as chairman of the National Defense Fund. He denies all the charges. More specifically, he's alleged to have backed and armed ethnic Hutu militias who slaughtered the ethnic Tutsis and moderate Hutus, again in 1994. He set up the notorious RTLM radio station, a Rwandan broadcaster that actively encouraged people to search out and kill ethnic Tutsis. A special court has acquitted top leaders from India's governing party for their alleged role in the demolition of a mosque in 1992. Former Deputy Prime Minister L.K. Advani and BJP leaders M.M. Joshi and Uma Bharti had denied charges of inciting Hindu mobs to demolish the 16th century Babri Mosque in the town of Ayodhya. The demolition sparked violence that killed some 2,000 people. It was a pivotal moment in the political rise of the Hindu right wing as well. Wednesday's verdict acquitted 32 of the 49 people charged. 17 had died while the case was underway. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is Laurel Bowman via remote for VOA News.